I'm not surprised after the course of oral argument on June 1st of this year. Before June 1st, if you had told me this would happen, I would have been shocked. But we got an inkling of this coming down the pike at the oral argument. So I was prepared for this. I never expected during the past 5 years that this case would be thrown out on the issue of sovereign immunity, because we litigated that issue in the Ninth Circuit 5 years ago, and in their opinion, they didn't address it. So we had no clue that they considered it a problem. In that respect, I'm really shocked.
Well, I'm interested in hearing more about this, because when I first read about this in the news accounts, I thought, well, gosh, that should have been litigated. That would have been one of the initial arguments of the government. Once they, got past the standing issue and whether you could prove that your clients had been wiretapped, that's a fundamental issue at the trial court level. So my guess was that it was one of those secret briefs that you weren't allowed to see, and the argument was made in your absence, and perhaps that day that you shredded the banana, you failed to consider that as a possible argument that could be raised and that you should therefore prospectively respond to.
Well, that shows some rational thinking on your part, Peter.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But yes, that's the problem. Nothing about this case has been rational. Maybe we should step back and explain what sovereign immunity means.
All right.
That means that the sovereign, the government, cannot be sued unless the sovereign, the government, consents to being sued. So generally, you, a citizen, cannot sue the United States unless the United States agrees that you may sue. And there are a number of statutes that allow that to happen. For example, if a tort is committed against you by a federal employee. FISA says that a person who can sue, in defining a person, includes a federal officer or an a federal officer or employee. And so we had assumed all along that that was a waiver of sovereign immunity. When the case went up to the Ninth Circuit the first time in 2007, the government asserted that that was not a waiver of sovereign immunity, and by that I mean consent for the government to be sued. The government argued that the phrase officer or employee of the federal government in the FISA statute simply meant in their individual capacities. You could sue the FBI director individually for wiretapping, but you couldn't sue him in his role as FBI director. You couldn't sue President Bush or President Obama.
Mm-hmm.
The government asserted this defense in 2007 in the Ninth Circuit. We opposed that assertion, and we briefed the issue thoroughly. When the opinion came out, nothing in the opinion addressed the assertion of sovereign immunity. What the court said back in 2007 is, you, we, the plaintiffs, you can't use the secret document to prove standing if the state secrets privilege applies to this case.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to send this case back to Judge Von Walker for him to decide whether the privilege applies or whether, conversely, provisions of FISA preempt or replace the state secrets privilege and allow the case to be litigated under secure conditions. So what the Ninth Circuit did was they sent the case back to Walker, and they said, you decide whether this case can go forward outside the state secrets privilege.